What is more valuable for an organization, a donation of money or participation? On the one hand, if it's a sizable donation, that can make a tremendous impact. But often participation is more valued, as not as many people are often willing to participate and to get involved. And with the construction of the Mishkan, we often don't realize it was a communal project. Yes, there was Bezalel, the builder, the contractor, the leader, and yes, he likely had some helpers, but there were thousands and thousands and tens of thousands of men and women who were donating materials for the construction of the Mishkan. And for almost all of those individuals, the involvement ended at the donation. So they made their donation and they went home and they awaited the construction. However, the Pasuk in Vayakel in Perek Lamed Hei Pasuk Chavav tells us, V'chol ha'nashim asher nasa liba nosana b'chachma tavu es ha'izim, that all the women whose hearts uplifted them with wisdom, they spun goat hair, which was to be used for the upper curtains of the Mishkan. So not only did these women donate financially, they donated their time, their expertise, their skills, and those women whose hearts uplifted them decided they're going to partake in the construction of the Mishkan. And what was their task? What did these women do? They spun the goat hair, which was to be used for the upper curtains of the Mishkan. And Rashi explains that why was this a chachma? Because the pasuk says this was done b'chachma. So there was an amazing ability these women had to actually spin the hair of the goats while it was still on the back of the goat. That's what Rashi tells us. Anyone can spin wool back then, but to do it from the back of the goat itself was a tremendous wisdom and ability that many women possessed. One can ask on this well-known Rashi a very simple question, which is that, why was this miracle required? Why is this something that the Torah values? Why did the Torah want to emphasize for us the value of these women's unique hair-spinning abilities? So the Tiferes Yonason explains that you could imagine hundreds, maybe even thousands of women who wanted to not just donate, but participate in the construction of the Mishkan. There were bound to be many who were nidos, who were impure. A nida, if she were to attempt to touch and spin goat hair, would immediately make that hair tamei, thereby invalidating it from being used in the service of the Mishkan as part of the curtains. And therefore, there was a chachma here. The wisdom wasn't simply in the eye-hand coordination. These women were wise, and they knew the halacha that when something's attached to an animal, it's not mekabel tumah. As such, the women decided that they were going to spin the goat hair from on the back of the goat, so that even the nidos could participate. They didn't want any women feeling sad, upset, discouraged, being turned away from participation. And therefore, they found a way to partake in this very holy act in a way that everyone, all the women, could participate. The Meshech Chachma even says that this is why the Pasuk says, V'chol ha'nashim, all the women in the plural, spun the goat hairs, and yet by every other avoda or every other task the women partook in, it uses the word isha in the singular. Because by spinning the goat hair in this way, all women were able to participate, including those who were nidos. The Tzapnas Paneach, he writes something a little bit different, but along the same lines. We know that women in general are exempt, are pater, from mitzvos aseh shehazman grama, from time-bound mitzvos. As such, the construction of the Mishkan, which was a tzivoy, which was a mitzvah, and they did not build it at night, they did not build it on Shabbos, It was a time-bound mitzvah. And therefore, women were really exempt from being involved in the construction of the Mishkan entirely. Their donation was all that was required and perhaps all that was expected. And Rabbeinu Tam, in Maseches Gittin, implies that any mitzvah that women are exempt from doing, they cannot do. And therefore, maybe the women should not have participated at all in the construction of the Mishkan. However, says the Tzafnas Paneach, that's what the Pasuk means, that the women used Chachma. Because the Gemara in Shabbos, Andaf Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, says that spinning hair, while the hair is still on an animal, well, that's not the normal way of spinning hair to ultimately get wool. And therefore, one would be putter from doing so on Shabbos. Normally, there's a malacha involved with spinning hair. But if one would spin it from directly the animal itself, that would not be an Isser D'oraisa of the malacha on Shabbos. One would be putter. So the implication is that it's not really a malacha, an avoda of spinning, when it's from the animal. And therefore, there's a very well-known distinction when it comes to participating in the construction of the Mishkan. There's something called an avoda and something called a chachma. An avoda is a malacha, is an act that was required to construct the Mishkan. A chachma is something, is being participatory without actually performing a very obvious malacha, constructive act to construct the Mishkan. And therefore, by the woman spinning the hair from on the animal, normally spinning hair in general is considered a malacha, which is considered an avoda, which women are putter from because it's a time-bound mitzvah. So the woman figured, if we spin the hair from on the animal itself, we're no longer doing a malacha, we're no longer doing an avoda. Instead, we're engaged in a chachma, a wisdom. A wisdom, that's not part of the mitzvah of constructing the Mishkan, and therefore women are not exempt from that. By doing so, says Tzavdan Spaneach, the women found a way to be involved in the building of the Mishkan without invalidating its construction, by participating in the construction without being exempt. This was the chachma the women used. So we see from the Tiferes Yonason, it would have been very easy for these women to not participate in the construction of the Mishkan. They could have donated their jewelry, they could have said, we donated a lot, we did what we could do, and we will not be involving ourselves any further. Either because they were nidos, or because they were exempt, or would be invalidating the construction through participation. And that would have been a valid claim. Nobody could have doubted them. But the Torah is emphasizing these women had wisdom in their heart. The pasuk says, "Shernasa liban osab chachma." There's one thing to be wise in the mind, but it's another thing to have a wise heart. These women realized the importance of being involved in the construction of the Mishkan. They realized how important this was, and they were determined to make it work. It could be that they even worked at perfecting the art of spinning the hair off the animal just in order to be able to participate. And unfortunately, we're living at a time right now where we are all putter. We're exempt from entering our Mishkan, our little mikdash, our shuls, our schools, our bate midrashos. And not too often are we confronted with the same situation that women, especially the women at times of the Mishkan, we're confronted with, which is we can rationalize that we're exempt and therefore just end our chiyuv, end our obligation according to the letter of the law. However, what these women show us throughout history is that we don't take no for an answer. When we're exempt from something, we don't stop there. We do everything we can without making excuses, because we're determined to serve Hashem in any capacity that we could. That's how much wisdom we have in our hearts. And so, while one could look at a situation and say, woe is to me, we've lost our koach hatfilah, we've lost the koach hatzibor, we can look at it from a different perspective, from a positive angle, because the shiurim now are more packed than ever. I participated in a live stream shiur last night that usually gets 10 people that had over 100 people participating. What we're seeing in this time is all of us being encouraged to step up to the plate, to have wisdom in our hearts to realize that we're not going to take this exemption lightly. We're going to try to do everything we can to spin that hair on the goat's back, to do more, to double our efforts in Limud HaTorah, in Chesed, and that's what we're seeing in our community. So if anything, we can take a chizuk from the fact that, yes, by the letter of the law, there has perhaps been an exemption imposed upon all of us in terms of entering our Mishkan, entering our Mikdash, but like these women, we're seeing a great surge in the desire, in the power, in the wisdom in our hearts to do more, to perform more, to learn more, all with the one goal of trying to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every way possible. We should be zocha to eventually lose the exemption, go back to our Mishkan, go back to our Mikdash, but for the time being, get chizuk from one another with the amount of chesed and the amount of limud HaTorah that's being done in these days and these weeks, and hopefully these times should end soon. But the chizuk we get can hopefully carry us through this time period.